If you want to live better, you want to live more authentically, you want to live with more confidence, and you don't want to be so much of an overthinker, you want to just be able to be yourself, sit in your own skin, and be able to be a magnet for feeling good, then you have to stop your people-pleasing dynamics now. Hi guys, my name is Matt Jones, and I am a recovering people-pleaser and nice guy. And so today I want to talk about a few things, why we are people pleasers, what type of internal dynamics are happening at play, as well as what external dynamics are actually happening. At different times in our life, we will all realize this. Now, for me, I didn't actually realize this until probably my mid-30s, that I was actually a people pleaser. Now, on the outside, it might sound like, hey, maybe people pleasing is not such a bad thing. What's the problem with pleasing other people? Well, unfortunately, if you start to do the research, you start to look into your psyche and understand who you are, you'll realize that it has more detrimental effects on you than you actually realize. And this is in the form of relationships. This is in the form of the dynamics within your job and your career, within your family. And you will realize later in life, through a series of maybe damaged relationships, low self-esteem, depression, that these dynamics have been in play for a long time, and they normally stem from childhood, as most issues normally do. So one of the reasons people find themselves to be a people pleaser, and this is so common, and when you look at the social dynamics at play in terms of why we end up being people pleasers, we're really raised like this, not just by our family, but from friends and really society, our school systems, and authority systems, basically. So number one of the reasons is approval and validation, okay? Why we feel the need to make others feel good and basically abscond from putting our needs first. And that's approval and validation. We learn from a young age, you know, we do nice things, we say nice things, and our parents or older adults will say, hey, very good, you were very good, and I'm going to reward that behavior, that's very good. And you learn to be a good boy, you learn to be a good girl, and this is rooted within us, this idea of being accepted and knowing that, okay, as long as I'm a good boy, as long as I just perceive, I put out this energy that I am nice and I'm always kind, people will accept me and I will be part of the herd. And this is what I know for me has happened from a very early age. I know that I wanted people to like me. I knew I wanted to be accepted, and I was always known as the nice kid, and I perhaps it was subconscious, perhaps conscious, I don't really know. I can't really say for certain. But once I realized this, that it might actually be a tactic for me to gain approval from my family, friends, romantic partners, that I knew as long as I was the nice guy that I would always get attention for it, whether good or bad. So you have to look at that first. If you're just being nice to get approval and validation, this is deprioritizing you, okay? You don't want to get validation. The only person you need to get validation from is yourself first, okay? The other thing is fear of rejection and abandonment. So we want to be accepted by community. We want to be a part of the herd. That's how humans have been for thousands of years. It's the same in the animal circles, right? We have, you know, you got your wolf packs and everything. It's the same idea. So people pleasers have a deep-seated fear of rejection, driving them to great lengths to really avoid conflict. So if a conflict arises, an issue at work, an issue with the family, a romantic partner, they tend to avoid it and push it away. This is bad. I won't be accepted. If people don't like me, I won't be accepted. This is bad. And these alarm bells go off. And there's this stress and anxiety. So they try to just please other people, even if it means you're being disrespected. And that is a huge thing. That's why so many people pleasers, nice guy syndrome, have deeply insecure issues. Because things that actually frustrate them, or even when they're being disrespected, they push it away and they allow people to just walk all over them. Because, again, from childhood, as long as I'm a good person, this person sees me as good, I will keep getting more from them. I will keep getting more and more and more, and that's what I want. I crave this love, attention. I need to be needed. So that's the next thing. And the next thing is low self-esteem. So as a way to compensate for inadequacy, this is another reason why we feel the need to put others' needs above our own. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, having many romantic partners, where I tried to always fulfill their needs over mine, in the end it made me angry. It made me resentful. And sometimes this thing, it sometimes would take many years. You know, there's inside of me, the energy was just going all over the place. I would, if I felt something, I'd push it away. If I felt something, I'd push it away, and I'd just focus on that person. And I'd go, you know, as long as I serve their needs, they're going to change, and then I will feel better based on their energy back to me. But you feel how that magnetic energy is off, right? There's always a want, right? There's always a want from other people. I want to be accepted. I want to be loved. Therefore, you end up living years of this lie to yourself, not respecting yourself enough to set firm boundaries. Someone says something to you that really offends you. You have to stop and say, excuse me, I won't be talked to this way. I'm going to need you to stop, or, you know, I need to move on with my life. But that's not so easy when you crave love, you crave attention, you crave being needed, right? It's like we put these people on a pedestal as the guardian of all of our happiness. And that puts you in a very dangerous situation. So conflict avoidance is very huge. Low self-esteem is very huge. And these are habits that are learned from an early age. And, you know, now that I'm 40, this is something I'm only beginning to scratch the surface with right now. And I hope that you will take this journey seriously, because it may completely be groundbreaking. It might completely change the trajectory of happiness in your life. When you learn to stop being a people pleaser, you learn to get toxic people out of your life. You learn to set boundaries and demand respect from people. You know, you might lose friends. You might break up with your partner. But the point is, you have one life to live. It is special. And you shouldn't be living in anxiety of being a people pleaser all your life, trying to get acceptance from other people. So I hope that this has made sense. And I hope you're doing okay on your people-pleasing journey. Do not accept abuse. Do not accept disrespect. You don't need toxic people in your life. You need to find the right crowd. You need to be yourself, love yourself. And when you do love yourself, and you're not always looking for attention from other people, that is a magnetic energy that people actually attract to, and then you're more likely to attract the right people. But I think weekly, you need to audit the circle that you surround yourself with. Family, work friends, regular friends, romantic partner, even family. So, thank you very much for listening, and I will talk much more about this on the next episode. Please leave your comments down below. If you liked the video, I'd appreciate a like, and if you haven't subscribed, make sure you subscribe. Thank you so much, guys. Have a good day.